Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And I also have notes on my phone. Yeah, please, definitely turn the lights down. Please. Only one of my headphones is working.
Only, you can only hear in one ear?
Yeah. My left ear.
I can hear in both.
Okay, let me try.
That'd be the plug.
Yeah, I'm moving the plug around. It's not working.
Do you wanna?
Doesn't matter. Okay, if I keep it barely plugged in, they both work, so.
Just leave it right there?
We'll just kind of leave it right there.
Awesome. All right, I guess I'll turn off the pussy caper.
Is that making sense? What?
The song that's playing right now?
What's it called?
The pussy caper.
It's a real song.
I guess so. Do you hear it going in and out like that? Do you hear it going in and out like that? Or were you touching the mic? Was that what that noise was? Okay. Okay. Well, hang on.
That's a really good idea.
Good call.
Yeah. Okay. Right. So we'll just wait for him.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm like, do we talk? Yeah. Do you want some of this Monster?
No.
I don't even drink. Dude, I hate that. This is a new habit I'm acquiring and I don't like it, but you just need certain things to survive.
You know, I just can't get into, I'm not a big soda person, so I'd just rather do coffee, I guess.
Coffee is not cutting it for me.
Oh.
It's one of those things where...
What about like an espresso?
I guess I could do that, but I enjoy like my morning coffee, uh-huh. but I can't. It takes a while to kick in.
Yes.
You know, and then
have to get up at like 2:30 and start drinking your coffee.
Right. And then I hate to be that person that's like daylight savings time threw me off.
Oh,
but...
it's kicking my ass. But over one hour.
But again, like, I'm waking up at 4:30 already. So, I mean, at that point, it's like, wake up at midnight. Who cares?
Right.
It doesn't matter
I
anymore.
Know, but it's still, it's so dumb that 1 hour.
Just throws you the fuck off.
It does. I feel like I have jet lag.
Yeah. I'm definitely feeling really weird. But I've been feeling weird all day. I think it's just because I'm tired.
Uh-oh.
What?
You don't think you're getting sick, do you?
No, not like COVID sick. Not like COVID
just
sick.
Just like run down sick.
Not even sick. It's just like, I know I haven't slept really well because of, you know, I'm blaming it on like fucking daylight savings. But it's not. I have bad bedtime habits.
Oh,
you know, like
what's so, that's a good, we'll wait till we hear from Blitz.
Is that a thumbs up?
No, that's a wait 1 minute.
I can't even see.
Yeah, it's time for you to go home.
But I have an astigmatism, so I can't see anything. Do you really?
Yeah.
Do you wear contacts?
No, I don't. It's not that bad. I do have glasses. It's more when I'm driving, like the lights.
Yeah.
At night, it
blurifies.
Yeah.
If that's even a word. No, I feel the same way.
You're recording, right?
Yeah. Okay. Where are you?
Oh, there you are. You're getting so skinny, I couldn't see you. God, I was like, who is that stick? Oh, hey, Blitz. What's going on?
Get your shit in front of the camera.
Oh, sorry.
So I have it as a split screen with just you on one side and you on the other.
Great.
Cool. Are we kissing?
Please. Or we could do the Cardi B and the Megan Thee Stallion.
I didn't see it. They were like scissoring or
Straight
something?
Straight up.
Nice. Yep.
So is this like, are we good to go?
Yeah, I'm leaving.
Okay.
But we're all clear on the... We're not? Okay.
All right. And I'll turn off everything on the board so that I don't get yelled at tomorrow.
Yeah.
Even though I'll probably get yelled at
tomorrow.
You
can blame me.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I like blaming other people.
Seriously. So if he ever yells at you.
I learned it from the Nazis. What?
If my brother yells at you, just say, Tara told me to.
Okay.
See what he says.
I will.
Bye, Blitz.
God, I feel like we're both.
Bye, Dad. What were we just talking about? We were just talking about something.
Coffee and caffeine.
And then the Grammys.
Yeah. So if this podcast is really fucking weird, I'm sorry because I'm just on level 9 right now and I'm not in a good way. I feel high, but I haven't taken anything.
Well, I do too. And I'm just exhausted. Like,
yeah, you were telling me some stories, man, before we got started, and I almost wanted to stop you because I wanted you to tell them on here. You know, it's like saving for the air, but as Blitz was telling you, I love shit stories. Like, nothing makes, like, I feel like I'm like a pretty cerebral person,
right?
But nothing makes me laugh harder than like someone farting
really?
Or a shit story.
Okay, so farts are still funny too.
Oh, 100%.
They're kind of funny. I don't think shit stories are. Some of them are funny.
I like shit stories.
I think farting is still kind of funny.
Is funny, but like
really
you
does.
Said, you can never trust a fart.
Well,
you learned from one of your consultants.
Well, someone told me that. Yeah, mm-hmm. Because I have been in staffing for like almost about 18 years, and staffing is human capital, and you represent the most unreliable product, a person,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, a device will normally do the same thing over our machine, but when you represent a person, they can get sick, you know, they can go through a divorce, they can have, you know, just life issues,
mental illness.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, so, you know, there's so many things that could go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very stressful industry, but there are probably, we always say that we need to write a movie or a book because you can't make this shit up. You really can't.
No.
And if I didn't work it, I would think, okay, right. But there was this lady, and we're talking, so in my 18 years, about probably 5 or 6 of it was in biotech and medical device and pharmaceuticals. So I would place everything from like a PhD formulation chemist to a manufacturing engineer.
Right. So there's people people that need jobs and people that need to fill jobs, and you place them.
And it's more consulting. So it's not like perm job. It's like high level consulting where they have like maybe a 6-month project and they need a very specialized person who they're paying. I mean, you make a lot of money as a consultant.
Okay.
So these are like contract assignments. Like we're building... You know, we're making a new drug, a pharmaceutical company. And so in order to get the production started, we need, you know, 25 more engineers for 6 months. So that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. So my point is, it's very high level, high intellect. You're dealing with PhDs. You're dealing with medical doctors. You're dealing with, you know, masters of nursing. Sorry, my headphones are cutting out.
That's okay.
Weird. You're dealing with high level people. But the things that they do, so I made the mistake early on of assuming that because they're high level people, you know, you're not going to hear the horror stories that you did if you're dealing with regular staffing. Well, it was very wrong. So I get a call one day. This lady, she was a very high level scientist, and she was on her way to the first day of the project. It was her first day of work.
Right.
She calls my colleague, who was a recruiter at the time, and she's like, let's just say his name's what? John Doe. John, she had a southern accent.
Yeah.
You're going to have to call your client and tell them that I'm going to be late. And he's like, well, what do you mean, Jane Doe? What are you talking about? Do you have direct? Like, we told you. She goes, oh, no, honey. I shit my pants. And he goes, you shit your pants? She goes, yeah, never trust a fart. I thought I had to fart, and I should have known better. And she, like, shit her pants.
She could have made up any lie.
Right.
She could have made up any lie. My kid is dead.
Maybe not my kid is dead.
Maybe not that one.
I like the flat tire. Let's go with the flat tire.
Right.
Or whatever. My electricity went off. I overslept. My alarm. I'm stuck in traffic.
My kid is sick. Something.
Right. But to give details.
Like, that you shit yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. So like. That's the story you're referring to, that you were crying.
Right. That was really fucking funny to me.
There's a lot of shit stories. We had another consultant who was like a PhD engineer, developed like some medical device, and he was so mad that the company where he was working always ran out of toilet paper. These are the complaints we get. Mm-hmm. We don't get complaints like necessarily about the job, which you would think. We get complaints like, stupid shit.
Right.
So he'd bitch about, like, you know, the wallpaper in the lobby of the hotel. Dude, you're making $180 an hour.
And you guys have nothing to do with
that. Right. Like, okay, there are bigger problems out there, right? So he calls. He's always complaining. They never have toilet paper. Like, it's a big company. Tell the janitor.
Right.
So on his last day of his assignment, he decided to pull his pants down and literally took a shit right there in
that.
The lobby.
I love, there's nothing
not
that screams more defiant behavior than taking a shit and walking away from it.
That's a true story.
I love that in some capacity. You know, I had a friend who worked at like a nursing home and same sort of stuff. Like, he's like the shit.
He probably had a lot of stories for you.
A lot of shit stories, right. And just, you know, someone didn't get their Triscuit crackers on time, and in an act of defiance, shit on the couch, and he had to clean it, sort of a thing. So, I mean, I really enjoy those kind of stories.
I bet working at a nursing home, he has some stories.
Because
I hear, like, they hook up and stuff in nursing homes.
Yeah, and they say things that, you know, maybe they learned in the 20s that really aren't acceptable.
Right, that aren't appropriate now, which there's a lot.
I hear that happens all the time.
That's awful.
And we're flying back and forth.
That's awful.
And the staff is, you know, say oftentimes maybe they're black or Filipino or something like that. And
those people that work in nursing homes
are all the time.
Like, they're awesome, though. Mm. Imagine, like, being subjected to somebody who's insulting you in the worst sort of way, and then you've got to feel sorry for them because they don't like that.
But they get it. They understand.
Those are special people.
They certainly are.
They really are amazing. So is that your craziest shit story? Because those are mine.
I would say probably the craziest shit stories are the ones I've heard from your brother, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, where he shat in a box, and then I don't know if you heard of the poopy dick Madeira Beach story. That's probably my favorite of all time.
Yeah, I don't think that's a story that I want to hear either.
But you've heard it before?
No, I don't think I want to, just based on kind of what I'm, you know, putting two and two together. I'm going to skip that one.
Okay.
And stick more with, like, the poop stick.
The poop stick?
Where he would, you know, have a stick.
To cut it up.
Yeah, that's
he showed me a picture of his shit.
That's vile to me.
Shortly after I started working.
I almost wouldn't, like, honestly, I could throw up right now thinking about it. That makes me, you know how, like, Lummy will gag sometimes, which is, bless his heart, it's funny as hell on the radio.
It is.
Like, that's how I could gag thinking about, like,
something like that.
Yeah. So I don't like shit stories. You even like those kind?
I not so much the cutting up, but I like
it. Okay.
I like the, because there's really nothing, especially as like a female, let's say, there's nothing worse than like, I guess, shitting your pants,
right? I mean, that
and
would be up
especially
there.
When it's with like a sexual partner.
Or like
farting.
Stop, like,
and
the most, because as women, as females, and this isn't about like, oh, woe is me sort
right,
of shit, but
right,
just the
right.
expectations, yep. not only that we place on ourselves, but that men place on us as well. It's like, women don't poop, and, you know, you got to be, you look, you smell nice all the time, you're not disgusting, you know.
Yeah.
You got to keep it together hygiene-wise and all that sort of stuff.
The pressure's on us, not them.
Right.
They fart and it's funny as hell and high-five each other.
Super funny. If you do it, they're like, what the fuck is that?
They're like, you're straight-up water buffalo and yeah. I'm breaking up with this hog. Yeah. Okay, so speaking of fart yeah. stories.
Oh, do you have some with you and Tara? Because you guys have been married for 10
yeah,
years.
Yeah, but I got to tell you, I'm like a stealth. I don't do that in front of my husband.
Okay.
And my parents think that's because my parents, you know, I mean, that's like the big game in our family.
With Bubba's brother, I don't
partake.
Yeah.
But I mean, I did when I was little, I'm sure. But you know, that an 18-year-old going up and asking dad to pull your finger
right.
or a 30-year-old, that's not a good
not
look.
Not the move anymore.
No. So Bubba is, you know, he thinks it's hilarious and my parents think it's hilarious and they all fart in front of each other. But,
even your mom?
Oh yeah. My mom will drop ass in front of my dad all the time. And just laugh, you know. And she used to tell Bubba when he was little, this is funny, before I was born, anytime she would fart, she would blame it on the cat.
Uh-huh.
And she'd say, no, Bubba, women don't fart. And do you know, growing up until he was like, I don't know, probably 6 or 7, he honestly thought women never farted. Yeah, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
So I just always feel like, I don't know.
You want to keep
day?
The romance alive,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly. And I just feel like it's, I mean,
men
listen,
prefer it too, I think, by and large.
I think they do.
They don't want to hear
guys
that
are
shit.
Like, no, I think it's great. Okay. Sorry. I wouldn't want to, like, that doesn't do anything for me. So I can't imagine that it would be funny or yeah. sexy when you're having sex with that person.
Yeah, that's
like,
what I'm thinking.
On the like, reg. But
right.
Tarek, like, I mean, hey, I'm human. Sometimes they will slip out.
Sure.
And of course, we hold it in all day, so evidently I drop ass while I'm sleeping. And one time Tarek, because like it was the biggest joke, like, and he just busts ass in front of my family even.
Yeah,
like he's in
care.
The farting game, right?
He's in the farting
so
game.
So one night he woke me up and he's like, oh my God. We had been like living together for maybe a couple years.
Okay.
Wakes me up, which I don't sleep well either, like you, and is dying laughing. He's like, oh my God, the greatest thing just happened. And I'm like, I'm sleeping. He goes, you just farted. Oh my God, you just farted. It was a lot. And I'm like, you woke me up for this? Are you, wait a minute, what? He was like high-fiving me. We almost broke up. I go, if you ever mention when I fart again, oh, I was pissed.
I have a similar story, but worse.
Okay. I got to hear this.
Yeah, I was with my last boyfriend and we were in bed together. And it was one of those, like, I'm like getting into sleep, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not fully asleep yet.
Just dozing off.
Yep. And you know, the falling thing
oh,
where you like wake
all
up, that
time.
Sort of stuff.
Yep.
Well, it was kind of similar to that. We're lying there and I guess, you know, maybe we had some Brussels sprouts for dinner
right,
or something
right.
like that. So
broccoli.
I've been holding in. Yeah, right. Something like that. I fucking farted.
No. Wait, is he awake?
No, so loud I woke myself.
No. Wait a minute. Did you shit yourself? You woke yourself up like the train or the horn blasters like that.
I woke myself
straight
up
horn blaster.
And I realize where I am and I'm like in his bed and I go, fuck. And I'm like, I turn to my left and I'm like, please be asleep. Anyway, he looks at me.
No. So now you look at him and his eyes are open. No, I would turn into Fred Flintstone and shrink.
He said his first thought was he thought that there was a burglar in the room.
Oh my God. It was that
yeah. yeah, it was really, really
no.
bad.
No. How long had you guys been together?
Maybe like a year or something
oh
like that.
God.
And he's looking at me and he's just like, was that me? Like he didn't, it like, wasn't
dude,
registering.
You should have said yes. You should have gone, do you feel okay? Oh my God, are you okay? That's
he
what
was
you
so confused.
What did you say? You didn't admit. Did you admit
all
it?
All I did, like, no. I did one of those things where I just grabbed the sheets and the blanket and I just like went on my
oh
side.
My God.
So in obviously inferring, he's like, wait, hold on a second. And
no.
he starts laughing. Then I start laughing. Then we both just start laughing. But
so
it was,
you
yeah,
couldn't
it was
get out of it. It was
Oh, so it the next so morning, did he bring it up like from time to time?
No, and like there was a few times on air where like we were talking about something similar to this, and he would like live tweet like, "Why don't you tell them the story?" You know,
my, that's like, even worse. My cover.
Yeah,
which, I would rather have funny, somebody joke to me or joke bust my balls and get on social media.
Yeah, and he was one of those guys that was like, I never want to like hear that. I don't want. And I was like, I get it. He's like, I want to keep the romance alive. Oh, he's like,
so
I don't.
You guys
like...
had the fart discussion.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he would like.
How does that happen?
Well, he
like.
Would...
How do you have the fart? How are you like? Oh, we're dating. We're really into each other, and then you start talking about farting.
Right, and I think it was like maybe we were with another couple, and they were talking about like, oh, they were farting on each other, something like that.
Right.
He was like, I never want to get like that because you lose the, like you said, you lose the romance. And he was just like, that's
farting
really,
on each other,
really could gross. And, I don't know, really gross. And if you know, he would fart or something or would smell bad. I'm like, what the hell is that? And then he'd, you know, shamefully be like, oh, I farted. And I'm like, oh, you could just do it. And he was like, no, because then he was at least like, what do you call it?
So he'd hold himself
equal.
Accountable,
right? He was like, well,
he
I don't
wasn't
want to
like
do
saying,
it.
Pull my finger on it, and if you fart,
no,
you're modern
right.
day water buff.
He wanted to be fair, so he was okay. like, I don't want you
I
to do it,
that.
So I'm not going to do it. So I was like, okay, not that I was planning on it, but. Sometimes
did it happen
when you're
asleep. Wait, was that the only time with him?
Yeah, with in terms of me doing it, yes. But he would do it lots of times. Like, you know, he'd be... I remember one time he was, like, sitting naked, like, on a wooden chair. And I could hear it, like, on the other side of the house. I'm like, I heard you
wait
fart.
Wait a minute.
Don't sit on a wooden chair, idiot.
Wait a minute. Forget the fart story. How is he wood... naked on a wooden chair. What
there
were you
was,
guys
like,
into?
I think he had like a chair on in his desk, connected to his desk and in his room.
And he was naked in his room?
Yeah,
at
just
the
walking
desk?
Around. The guy wasn't a big fan of clothes often. You know?
Oh, okay.
And so it would just sit on.
God, I'm learning more and more
right.
about you.
And then just it would just reverberate and be like, I was like, did you say something, honey? Like, wait. And he'd just start laughing. You
hang
know?
On a second. Were you guys nudists?
No, we were not nudists. No.
Was he a nudist?
No, but he had roommates he lived in three different places while we dated. And I think whenever he had the week or day, a few days to himself, it was just like.
He'd walk around naked?
Clothes. I mean, you know, both would. Okay. You know, we didn't care.
Yeah,
so.
I couldn't let that one slip by. Sitting naked on a wooden chair.
Yeah, I mean, it belonged to him. It wasn't like one in the kitchen.
That's true.
That would be not okay.
I was just wondering if there was more to the story.
No, no. I recently learned about, actually from your mother, and the video that Bubba shot while he was at what he calls the Graves, I believe.
Groves. Instead of the Groves.
Right, about the pineapple and the upside down pineapple
yeah,
and the chili pepper.
You didn't know that?
I don't know anything, Tara.
Well, you know, I'm finding that out, even though you do have some pretty good fart stories.
Yeah.
I do
just
think
one
you know more
one.
Than you're letting on. But anyway, my mom taught me about the upside down chili or upside down chili pepper. I did not know. I did know that pineapple or upside down pineapple meant that was like the international sign for swinging. And I guess, so we were at, oh God, I don't even know, probably 5 or 6 years ago. It was one of those trivia games. And not Trivial Pursuit, but it was a different one.
Okay.
And it would have like, you know, like the R-rated ones. And they're like, what's
for
the
adults.
What's the international sign for pineapples? And nobody, or for swinging. And nobody knew the answer, thank God. Otherwise, we would have been like, who are we hanging out with?
Right.
Joking. It was like a game night thing. And so that's how I learned about it. And I guess like if you're in a grocery store and you see people with a pineapple in their cart and it's upside down, they're like scouting. Oh, yeah.
In the grocery store? Like at Publix?
Yes. Or wherever they can get fruit. Because we all were dying laughing. Of course, we're like Googling it and looking it up. And like the story, we're like, oh, my God, upside down pineapple. So my business partner, fast forward to, I don't know, a year ago, has everybody over, and his wife had no idea and has this gorgeous welcome mat. Like you can tell it's a high-end one.
Uh-huh.
And it has pineapples on it. And the way they have it facing, because it's like one of those half circle type uh-huh. things, it looks upside down. So he answers the door, and I look at him. I'm like, dude, look down. I go, Google what that means. And he's like, oh, my God.
And
so
he wasn't a swinger.
No,
and he, just had
he's, he killed his. He's like this. What? Not really. He's like, I'm gonna kill you. So we got the biggest laugh.
Yeah.
So I go to the Groves or the Graves to visit Janie one day, and she's like, "Man, there's a lot of nudists in here." I said, wait, these old people are nudist? Because it's near Caliente.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, yeah, in fact, because, you know, she's like the neighborhood detective and right. Jeff's like the mayor. So, you know, they get the scoop on everything.
Oh, yeah.
She said, yeah, a lot of couples we hang out with, we found out they're nudist. I'm like, around you? She said, no. Like, they know, you know, they'll have their, you know, specific parties and then they'll have their regular barbecues. And my mom said that they told them, how you know is if there's an upside down pie or chili pepper in their garage window, then they're nudists. And my mom's like, God, I don't want to go to my neighbor's house, like, not wondering. So she does this deep dive and finds out all this info. So she's telling us, and Tarek and I are just crying, laughing. You know, we've got just comments
and this
stories.
Is a 65 and over, 50
65,
over?
No, 55 and okay. over, I think.
Yeah.
But, you know, my mom's 75, my dad's 64. So, you know, it's a retirement community. So you can imagine. And I'm dying laughing. So in the meantime, Tarek and I, you know, we're like at my parents' house on a Sunday. We find the Chili's logo. We print it out on their printer. She had no idea. I cut it out and I put it in the front of their garage. And we're out. So everyone gathers in the front. Like, so, yeah. You know, it's a golf course community. People are waving and hey. So the big thing is everyone gathers outside. So we're outside and all their neighbors are over so they can totally see
it. Oh, absolutely. It's totally visible.
Yeah, and the neighbors are walking their dogs, and I'm stopping the neighbors and introducing myself as their daughter just so they'll linger and see it. So, like, probably 20 people. And finally, I'm crying. And Tarek's keeping a straight face. And I told my dad, I let him in on it because I didn't want to do it if he didn't think it would be funny. So pretty soon, my mom's like, what is so funny? And I'm just dying. I'm like, nothing. She turns around and catches it. And she is out of the corner of her eye. She's ready to kill me. But I mean, we were laughing our asses off. So I start telling her about the upside down pineapple.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now she finds out that a lot of these nudists sort of graduate to swinging then.
Okay.
And a lot of them can't afford to live in Caliente. So they live in the older ones, live in the Groves. Even though the Groves is expensive, but I guess it's really expensive to live in Caliente.
I didn't even know that it was like a community. I thought it was just like a resort, but people tell me that there's people that live there.
Yes, it's like there's housing developments.
That's so bizarre that that's how you define yourself as
right?
like being a nudist. Like that's the most,
and
not the most interesting
like,
thing about you, but that's like your biggest, I don't know, interest, hobby. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what you'd call it.
Yeah, like it's predictable.
It's so important to you.
Yeah, it's like so dumb. Mm-hmm. Like, of course, something's like bizarre.
Right.
That's all you know, that's all you can come up with. But evidently that's like big in their community. So of course we have a lot of jokes about it. A lot of, you know, everything's the upside down pineapple.
Do you think people just get more adventurous as they get older?
Yes.
Because they're like, fuck it, I'm going to die soon.
I think so. Even though like my mom, obviously my parents are like, yeah, we don't get it.
Yeah.
And I think at some point you just are open to anything.
Okay.
Because you're bored. I mean, because of course, like I said, Janie Cakes does this deep dive. So she, you know, she doesn't give a shit. She's asking these people and I'm hiding my face, like embarrassed. So how does that work? Like, when you guys all hang out, do the men get excited? Like,
yeah.
She's like, you know, she
but
doesn't give a shit.
She's the Oprah. She has to break it down because she's asking the questions that we want to know.
She's the Groves Oprah.
That's right.
That is phenomenal. That's I'm using that, and I'll give you full credit.
Like
she interviews everyone. Like
right.
Bubba got it honestly, right? And so Janie Cakes is like, well, no, but give me details. So like, if you guys go visit each other, like, do you sit on the couches? And they're like, oh no, we all carry little hand towels, and we all sit them down on the furniture before we sit down. No, we don't get like erections because it's not sexual for us. But at Caliente, so she's like asking more questions.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess Caliente is just full on. Like, you go to the pool and it's just people everywhere having sex.
I've heard. Having sex?
Yes.
I thought it was just they're nude.
No.
It's like an orgy party?
Yes.
And
it's
old,
turned more
mostly.
Into like, I think like certain sections, like by the pool or the tiki bar or the something like that. But my mom's, some of her neighbors were nudists. And they would go to Caliente every once in a while. And then it started turning into that, and they won't go back because they're like just hippie nudists. And now I guess it's full on anything goes.
Right.
I'm like, how does that, like, that really happens? Like,
yeah.
People out by a pool just like, you know.
They just don't give a fuck.
I'm going to go play shuffleboard. Oh, and
maybe get,
you know,
my dick sucked.
Yeah,
or, you know.
Have a, you know, Eiffel Tower with Madge and Mabel. I mean.
Right. I
what the hell, or whatever. How does that happen?
I have no clue. Would you ever want to go to Caliente just to check it out? Not necessarily get naked. And
well,
I
hello. Do you have eyes?
Stop.
I mean, who the hell would want to see this shit?
But is that even creepier? Because I knew a guy who had a lot of friends who would go to Caliente, so he'd go with them, but he wouldn't get nude. So I imagine
you'd stand out.
You'd be like, what the fuck's going on with this square?
Did he wear mirrored sunglasses?
No.
Because how do you keep from meat gazing? I mean, yeah. I'm not a meat gazer.
Right, but if it's in your face.
How do you just laser lock eyes? Because I'd be like, oh my God, I don't want to see it, but I'm curious, but oh my God, that makes me want to throw up. Like, we had this conversation actually at my mom's birthday party, mm-hmm. how appropriate for a family discussion about if we could ever go over there and not get kicked out from laughing.
Right.
And if we would want to. And my mom and I said exactly, like, we're like, part of me is yes, but I don't think, like.
Just don't think you could pull it off.
I don't think I could pull it off, and I'd stand out like a sore thumb.
Right.
Like, if you meet, like, say we all, there's five or six of us. We're all out having dinner, having cocktails. We want to go get a good laugh. The five people, more than one person, or even anybody walking in with clothes. Imagine a group of us.
Yeah.
They're going to know that we're there to. You know, basically.
Just kind of people watch and meet
gaze.
Yeah,
that were, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I can't.
And it's certainly not like the creme de la creme. Because there was a nudist beach in San Diego.
Blacks Beach. I've been there.
Oh, you have? Okay.
Blacks Beach.
Me and my sister were there. We were kids. We didn't even know. And we realized, you know, we were kind of straying away from the family. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, we just see a guy Porky Pig in it.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, shirt, no pants on. And we were not expecting
same
that.
Same here. Same here. We were like the dumb tourist.
Shit. Yeah. Yeah. So we had a.
So is that the only time you? Because you grew up in San Diego, right?
I did, but that
the only
Blacks
time you went
was pretty far from where I lived. But yeah, I have no interest in being nude. I mean, with like a partner is fine. It's not like I always need to wear clothes. But
right.
Publicly nude, because I know that where my eyes go, and maybe just because I'd be new to the scene, so it's like holy shit.
Right.
But
then you get desensitized. But
yeah,
how do you?
But I don't want people looking at.
And I like
me.
Clothes. Like I like fashion and stuff.
Yeah.
Even like the hottest guy.
Yeah.
Hottest guy ever. I don't want to see him naked all the time.
Yeah.
And it's not to your point. Mm-hmm. So it's everybody who should not be nude go
is
there.
The most comfortable.
So, you know, think about like the 65 and older.
Yeah.
You know, again, I'm not America's Next Top Model, nor am I claiming to be. But most of the people there should have their clothes on is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, you see Sports Illustrated swimsuit models or, you know, Jason Momoa rolling around mm-hmm. or... I can't say Shia LaBeouf because he's a scumbag.
Oh, he's disgusting. I feel bad. The Shia LaBeouf that I love.
I can't believe you said that. Was
it not
like,
the one? I didn't know that he was
like
hitting
Wall
women.
Wall Street 2? Like Wall Street 2?
What was the movie that moved me? There was one called American Honey. I think that's something like that.
That was like fairly recent, I think.
Did you,
like
do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was like, I think 3 or 4 years ago where he...
I also saw this movie was really disturbing, but I kind of liked it in a weird way. Did you ever see Nymphomaniac 1 and 2?
Yeah, it was
fucking
really,
disturbing.
Really disturbing.
But like,
I saw parts
really
of it. I couldn't like watch all of it. I was like, this is so abstract.
How did they make this movie without going to prison?
Right.
Because it's like a lot of it is like a young girl,
yes.
like 11,
yes.
experimenting with sex or masturbating.
It
and I'm like,
so
how do they get
weird.
Away with that shit? It's art.
Yeah.
It was like kiddie porn. But again, it was fucking interesting. Kept my attention.
So
I was
he's
like,
not,
oh, shit.
Please tell me he's not on your list anymore.
No.
Who's your
no.
list? Give me your top three.
Oh, God. Like celebrities?
Yeah. Or sports, whatever.
Nah, I don't know. It's
people
like,
that
I
would
feel
be well
like
known.
Right to me, and maybe this is. I've heard other people say this before, where it's like your fantasy, either you know, partner or whatever, is like someone you could conceivably get. Like, I wouldn't say, like, oh, Chris Hemsworth, because it's, like, just, it's down my league. Like, it's,
yeah, but we got a girl can dream, yeah, even though but, I'm
but weirdly,
married.
That, like, when someone is too far out of my league, and I know this sounds crazy, but I've talked to other people, but, like, it has to be realistic. So if they're too far out of my league, I'm almost not attracted to them, because
I don't
like,
think that sounds crazy. I think that's what a normal person is supposed
it's
to
gotta
think.
It's got to be, like, believable.
Attainable.
Sort of thing. Right, in my mind. Like, maybe on the upper echelon of what I could get, but
right.
Achievable.
Okay.
You know, like, Chris Hemsworth is not going to be, you know, rolling around with me. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, first of all, you don't know that. And second of all, I get it. So let's probably go back to the fart. Let's go back to the farts.
Let's go back
to the farts. Because I forgot a really good fart story.
Oh, yeah. Go, go, go.
This is probably up there with the OJ story that I told you.
Oh, I love that one.
Okay, so I am going for an interview, and this was right out of college. And it was in downtown Chicago. Like, literally, like, Michigan Avenue.
Okay.
And it was with an advertising, marketing, I don't know, advertising, marketing, PR type firm.
Mm-hmm.
Really excited. You know, that's when you suit up, like dressed, everyone wore suits, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to interview and I know the person that I'm interviewing with. This is before the internet, you know, or right around the time, but not enough that you could do, you know, research on somebody.
This is like mid 90s or...
Later 90s.
Okay.
So I'm kind of like, okay. You know, like all my best behavior. It's you know, one of those huge office complex like you see in the movies. And it was like, I want to say late afternoon. So not a lot of people. Like it wasn't a morning where the lobby was busy. Mm-hmm. And there are all kinds of businesses in this building. So I walk in and I get, it was like the second story was like a parking garage. Like there were parking garages, but I go in through the lobby. So I have like 14 floors, I think. So I'm the only person in the elevator. I push like floor 14 and I'm like in, as soon as you walk in an elevator, I'm like in the cubby, but there are buttons on both sides because mm-hmm. it's, you know, a business office. There aren't, you know, sometimes there's only buttons on one side,
mm-hmm.
but like in a commercial, like a hotel or something, they usually have buttons.
Right.
So my point is I'm like, you know, reading this paper, studying, kind of leaning on, you know, where the butt in the corner, this guy gets in and he's reading a newspaper as he's walking in and he looks down and goes over to the right, doesn't see me. And I think he sees me, but it's a, you know, like a big elevator
yeah.
and he's just laser locked on what he's reading. So he gets in and goes over naturally to the other side and pushes 14. I'm like, oh, wow, okay. I'm not thinking anything of it because I'm really trying to, like, rehearse what the company does and what their sales were and blah, blah, blah. About, I don't know, it's at floor 10. He rips a huge fart because he thinks he's in there by himself.
Right.
He doesn't see me. And I cleared my throat and he just froze. And he, you could tell that he was just like, oh, my God. Because I'm sure he looked just in, and it looked like no one was in there, and he went to
the
opposite
kind
corner.
Of halfway covered.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he literally starts to look up, and I can see him. He's so embarrassed. I'm not saying anything. I just cleared my throat. I'm trying not to die laughing. It gets better. We both
no,
get off on the 14th
up.
Floor. So the
don't
he goes
he's...
on in, and the lady comes out, and the lobby, whatever, greets me.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm like, hey, I'm here to see whatever. And, you know,
up.
I have a 3:30 interview. Okay, great. Have a seat. He'll be right with you. It was him.
I fucking knew it.
I was so uncomfortable, and he didn't
address it.
He acted like he had just like never seen me before in my life.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, oh, okay. What was, oh, okay. Great. I'm sorry if I kept you waiting. I'm like, no, I just got here. I mean, it was so, I was embarrassed for him.
Yeah.
And I didn't even get the job. Can you believe that?
You know, cause he never wanted to see you again.
No,
he
but
was
imagine
so, like, I can
as
never
a
see
woman,
this bitch again.
If you walked into an elevator and dropped ass, ripped a big one, and there was like some hot dude in there. Or a dude, or
just
a female,
anybody,
or
yeah.
anybody.
That is fucking priceless.
Yeah, that's a good fart story.
I like that fart story a lot.
Yeah.
How embarrassing
yeah.
for him.
Almost as, I don't know, your boy, I mean, that one's, If you're farting loud enough to wake yourself up.
It's one of those things. I mean, especially, thankfully, we had been together for like a minute, a little bit. But at the beginning, you're just like so, the first time you spend the night, you're like, I don't want to move wrong.
Oh,
like,
yeah. You want to wake up with your makeup on. And
I mean, I'm not that crazy. Thankfully, I don't wear a lot of makeup, right, so I'm not used to seeing myself with makeup. Yeah. So it's not like shocking when I'm like, oh, shit, I don't have eyebrows, you know.
But I
like
always
that.
Think of that movie, Bridesmaids, you know, the very opening scene where she slips out and goes and puts on all this makeup and she's laying there like, like a princess.
Right.
And he's like, oh, wow.
Wow, you look so great.
That is hilarious. I can relate to that. I've done that. I'm not going to, I mean, not like full on,
but freshen up so you don't look so ratchet.
I wear makeup to work. I do, you know, I wear makeup to work. I dress up or somewhat. I look,
but
you know,
have a corporate job. Right. You kind of got to look presentable.
Yeah. And I have Zoom meetings with, you know, other people, you know, like CEOs and stuff.
I mean, I'm on Twitch, but you clearly.
But hey, listen, you're killing it on Twitch.
Right. But I feel like at 4:30 in the morning, I can't get myself to care.
I could. I mean, this is the good thing. When I was on the air, there were no cameras. Mm. So when I was on the air, it was like, okay, I would, you know, put a little mascara on and, you know, maybe a little lip gloss.
Yeah.
Or if there was like a special, like if we had a band performing.
Yeah, get a little
but
bit more.
So you are, I don't think any women, unless they're doing TV and they have makeup artists, are going to be really at 4:30 in the morning. I don't blame you, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, there's just no motivation at all. I just get up and I'm like, just don't be late.
But you're beautiful.
Today.
Naturally pretty. You've got you've got great eyebrows, great dark eyelashes. So it's not like, you know, you have the blonde eyelashes
and the albino.
And nice, you can get away with it.
Oh, I appreciate that. But
and you know what else? The video that you did with the flat, Bubba.
Oh,
that was amazing.
Oh, thank you so much.
Like I thought that. Damn, that was creative.
Okay, cool.
That was funny. So funny.
Thing is like I can't do the Bubba voice because Bubba was trying to like give me some ideas. Like, oh, you could play me, and I'm like, it won't be funny, and I can't pull it off.
Right.
So this is gonna be just like a pretty much a visual only video, and
you
then
we
just do a bunch of dumb shit. Throw Bubba in the pool. You know, we go to the park.
Right.
I was pretty proud of myself when I saw the playground full of kids, and I'm like, I know what I gotta do.
And then having him by
just
the tree.
Just fucking like. Really
my
creepy.
God.
I thought Bubba would appreciate
so
that.
Good.
Yeah, listen, I'm glad that people liked it. But
you
also,
you hit a home run.
Thank
that was
you.
Great.
And also, like, shout out to Lummy for doing a shit job. So I just, you know, walked over that bar. But yeah, you know, Lummy's had some.
Dude, I love Lummy.
I do
like,
too.
Like, I really.
Even if he doesn't hate me, but we have this sort of chemistry where we act
it's like
we hate each other.
Sister, like, where you guys would have each other's backs, but you just kind of bust each other's balls.
Right.
But kind of have that little sibling rivalry.
Right, correct.
But he's just so organic. Like, he doesn't even try, or he does, and he's even better, but it just seems to be so, like, he just stumbles into it, and it's just even funnier when he's trying to correct himself. Like, it's so organic.
To
that
see him
you
get frustrated with something.
And then when he starts flipping out and yelling. And,
yeah.
And screws everything up and oh yeah, uh-huh. No, wait, you didn't even know what I was talking about. Like, I just want to hug him.
Yeah.
He's so funny.
He's like the gentlest, most giant person ever. Like, he could murder me with his bare hands in less than 5 seconds flat.
Oh, for real. But he's the gentle giant.
Just the most gentle, docile.
And
I've never even seen him, like, raise his voice unless it was, like, anger towards himself.
Then, this is funny. Like, he'll get mad, rightfully so, and then he'll apologize. I'm like, wait a minute. They should be saying sorry to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I love how much he loves his wife, Ashley.
He does, yeah.
She's so awesome. And
she's
I'm so
really cool.
glad that, like, I'm just glad that they found each other because he deserves a good girl, and she is,
and he's very loyal.
He's madly in love with her, and that's to me the coolest thing.
Right,
when a dude like loves and respects his wife so much, it's like that's
like,
so yeah. You're like,
what the fuck is that?
I don't know. I think you're allergic to that.
I'm allergic to loyalty.
Yeah, you're allergic to a guy that has his shit together, and a guy that wants to treat you right.
I've
heard you had a date or two. Is
that
true?
Yeah,
that
is true. I had a date with a pharmacist recently.
Wait, a street pharmacist or no, a legit no. pharmacist? Like,
he worked at a...
Really?
Yeah. Like, wait. It wasn't, I'm not going to say a CVS, no. like that.
Like commercial. Mm-hmm.
Commercial. I think it's retail, whatever. But just the dry... Well, that was odd. I can't hear it. Oh, hold on a second. Hello? Hello? Do you hear anything? I don't hear anything. But
no, I do not hear anything.
Oh, interesting.
I only hear our voices, but
check one, too. Let's take the headphones off, I guess.
Oh, well, we tried, right?
Yeah. Sorry, all the power went off, so.
Okay. Maybe we can edit it down.
Yeah. Yeah, should we just leave it there?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, you just want to talk without the headphones?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you want to do that?
Yeah.
All right, we'll edit this one. No, you're good.
Sorry, I'm a little slow today.
I'm all cracked out too. Back to the pharmacist before the power went out and derailed us, but
completely. So he was like a nice stand-up type of dude, just really dry. You guys were going back and forth a little bit on the internet. Sorry, I'm trying to.
No, you're good. I met up with him, and I did not want to go because I hate dating, especially like at the beginning when you're like I don't want to.
Awkward.
Potentially, right. It's awkward and potentially meet up with someone, you immediately see them, you don't want to fuck them, and then you gotta have
and then
like
you're
an
like, how, yeah, how am I gonna be cordial and leave without being disrespectful?
Exactly. So, but I told myself, and I was like, and I had time to go. If I wanted to go, I could have gone. So I said, listen, this was the only thing that got me going. I said, listen, you can't be the girl that complains about dating and then when
and then
presented
not go.
The opportunity
right. I'm
you
proud
don't
of
go.
You right
like you have to earn your
yes.
right to complain
yes I so, told you that last time so I'm really proud
thank you yeah
put
so
yourself out there
I did and I was like listen if I'm scared to do something it's probably something I should be doing right
absolutely.
So I'm like at the very least you can go to bed tonight and go I've fucking
right.
went.
Right.
I tried.
Okay.
I did everything I could
right.
do today.
Right. Trying to be open-minded. It's
right.
not working.
But
whatever.
He was late and I didn't like that, which was crazy because I always run late. Not very late, but I realized that it's so uncomfortable for a woman to be alone at a bar.
Oh, okay. Hang on. 15
waiting.
Minutes late.
Like I got there. We were supposed to meet at 9. I pushed back to 9:30. I got there about 9:20 and then he didn't show up till 9:45.
Yeah.
So I was there for a minute kind of by myself, which I'm telling myself as I'm there, this is cool. But people are looking at me, you look odd. I look clearly uncomfortable because I'm fidgeting around.
Like you're waiting for somebody.
I look like I'm waiting for someone.
Am I
gonna
get stood up?
Oh yeah. I planned my exit strategy. The bartender has seen my face, the person to the right, the person to my left has seen my face. It's like it's going to be really awkward when they, I have water. I didn't even get a drink yet.
Right.
And then all of a sudden I disappear and I'm like, how am I going to get out of here? I go, I got it. I'm going to go to the bathroom and then I'm going to just fucking walk out.
Perfect.
So,
you got this all mapped out.
I got it mapped
head.
Out and I'm, because I like it. You get there, the guy's waiting for you. Like that's, again, whatever. I'm not saying, men, women, what you should be doing, but it would just be nice if you get there, the guy's there.
Sure.
You're not waiting alone.
Yeah. The anxiety. The anxiety, lessens a little.
Yeah, right. So I waited there. I texted him and he was like, I'm just parking now. So now the nerves are really heightening.
And now you're like, God, I had to text him.
And I see him and I just go, yeah, that's going to be a no for me.
So what did he look like? I'm not trying to be shallow.
No, listen, no one is more vapid than me. So
plus,
which is crazy because
to...
I'm not a model either. But it's
but you have to be attracted to somebody.
Right. And there's just a certain... and sometimes, I've seen a guy outright. I went on a date with a guy maybe 2 years ago, and I saw him at first, and I went, no.
Right.
But by the end of the night, the guy just had me laughing
charisma
so
and
hard.
Charisma. Right.
That I was like, he's hot.
Right, right.
It
absolutely.
Changed my perception changed. But initially, I was like, no.
Yep.
And I also, when that happened 2 years ago, I liked the fact that he told me he was nervous.
That's
he was
cool.
just kind of
he was
authentic.
Human.
Because I was running late, but I told him, I'm like, hey, I'm running late. He's like, well, I got here early. And he's like, fuck, I'm gonna have to wait for you. And there's all these nurses. And so I kind of liked how he was authentic. He wasn't trying to play cool.
Right, he was showing
you
he's
cool.
vulnerable. Right, absolutely.
Right, so, but this guy that I met a couple weeks ago was just dry fucking toast.
So
everything.
When you, give me... Tell me how you guys initially spoke, what kicked it off. So he's late. He comes in Are you like, okay, I'm sitting at the bar and I'm wearing this? Or you guys kind of knew what each other looked like?
Well, we knew what each other looked like from the
picture,
profile,
which catfish.
Right, but I just said I'm at the bar.
Did he look anything like his picture?
He did, but he was just like more petite than I had imagined, his body.
Yeah.
And I like kind of more of a grizzly, bigger dude. I just, to me, that's just, I'm attracted to, in my mind, like a manly big man. But so he didn't really look like that. He looked like, I don't know, just kind of puny, I guess is the word.
Yeah, puny's not
right,
a good look.
Which wouldn't have, I mean, if he really made up for it with like charisma, but everything about him was just like dry toast.
So what did he, was he like, hey, I mean, what did you guys talk about?
Well, initially I wanted to talk about his job because like my job gets, it's hard to describe because when you start telling, you can't just go into it full on.
No, no.
You
got
to kind of ease into it.
Not unless you want them to just get up and walk away.
Right. They're like, oh, like what kind of music?
So
you're
he
like,
didn't know
rock.
Prior that you worked in radio.
He knew that, but I didn't like it.
But he
talk
didn't know like
extensively.
You were a co-host of a said show.
No, okay. I don't think he did.
Okay.
So I wanted to talk about, you know, he was a pharmacist. So I'm like, oh, what are people hawking today? You know, what's hot on the market?
Yeah, you're trying to be funny.
Yeah, and he's like, I don't want to talk about work. I'm like, listen, I've recently taken an interest in the Sackler family, and I want to talk about OxyContin, and I want to talk about it right now.
Right, yeah, talk
like,
to me.
Tell me about fentanyl. Like, I didn't even know that was, like, prescribable, like, all this stuff. So I'm kind of...
Is he answering your questions or just kind of being
he's,
like,
you know, he's being aloof. Enthusiastic, but he was just dry. Like he wasn't like I was making the jokes.
Right.
And
he wasn't like chiming in on the jokes and being like,
he was trying, but failing. But you understand, like I work with funny people, entertainers.
That's true.
So I guess
That's true.
You know, it's like when you're a porn star and then you're like regular sex, like what? Like, so when it comes to personality, like I'm like, oh, I got to entertain. I got to be on.
Right.
So I'm kind of putting on a show. We all do, you know, when we're meeting new people, we try to make ourselves likable and friendly.
But he wasn't like his enthusiasm and charisma didn't have to match yours, but it had to complement.
Right. And,
it
didn't either. It was just dry toast. And then he turns out he was Jewish. So he's trying to bond with me with that. And I'm like, don't stop. Right. I was like, I don't care.
Did he know that you're non-practicing?
Yeah, because it says atheist on my profile.
Really?
Yeah,
and wow.
But he's one of those people. He's probably like a secular Jew, like a two-a-year Jew. Yeah. He goes for the high holy days, and that's it,
typical.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
But I think he was trying to bond with me over that, and I was just like, nah, I'm not that Jew. I'm not that Jew. So
how did it end?
Well, he didn't.
Do you think he was
feeling
it? Did he pay for dinner?
We didn't have dinner. I don't have dinner on the first date.
Okay, good.
Just because you have a drink, it's not going well, I gotta go.
It can be 30 minutes, 45 minutes.
And I also have a problem, and I don't know if this is just me, but like, I feel like I owe you something. Do you know what I mean?
No, it's weird. If you, like, from the first date, you're right. Like, if it's something where you guys talk a couple times, meet for coffee or a drink, maybe hang out another time and then go to dinner. It's less weird,
of course. But if you go to dinner initially, first of all, it's an awkward sort of, you know, a situation watching someone eat. I like watching people eat. Obviously, we all know this. But
yeah, it's kind of weird.
You know, and then it's like, is something in my teeth? Like, there's all these sorts of things that you're already nervous about. And then if it's a nice dinner. Because I've made that mistake before, more recently than I would like to admit. But I went on a first date,
like a five. When you say nice dinner,
it was like it was the
like
whole
a
dinner
five,
was like 150, 175.
Okay, yeah.
He like wanted to go there.
Okay,
he wanted to go there. He wanted to take me there, which was like cool. And I was like, why would I not? Like in my mind, I'm like a guy once, and this was like shortly after I was not broken up with, but had my breakup.
Right.
And so I'm like, why this guy wants to take you out to a nice place? Like stop being a little puss. Like enjoy.
Right.
You know, all my girlfriends.
Let your guard down. Just go. Go with
it. I shouldn't have done that because I felt like I owed him something. And like,
and?
I didn't have sex with him or anything like that, but like I fooled around with him and really want to.
Okay. Okay.
And
that
this
was,
isn't
I was like did
I
you
was,
like him? Was
no,
he cool?
Not really. Oh. Like I was not really feeling it, but I felt like, but I wasn't like totally freaked out by him or anything like that.
Right.
But I felt like I owed him something, you know,
like
even
weird.
Just like a kiss or anything. I just didn't really want to do it, but he made a move and I just felt like I kind of, like had to kind of go.
He made
with
a move
it.
The first night.
I think maybe it was the second date. It was the second date, but nevertheless, like, ugh. And I think he was on the spectrum and I didn't catch it the first time. I know that sounds weird.
No, but
the first time we met at like a beach bar, which was fine. And then the second time,
it was like the nice, nice dinner.
Yeah. And I was
and
just.
And he made a move the second date.
I mean, that's, I guess, kind of fair, I suppose. Like, it was kind of a romantic setting, but I kind of went along
with
it.
Maybe like a kiss goodnight, but like...
It was like a...
Making a move is like...
And he was a terrible kisser. It was awful, but I kind of like went...
So you just kissed him, and then how did you cut the night short?
It was just kind of... I think there was even like maybe more fooling around a little bit, but nothing crazy. And then I ended up just going home probably like 1 or 2 in the morning.
So you like went back to his house afterwards?
No, I went back to my place.
Okay.
But nevertheless,
how did you get him to leave though?
I think, I don't know. I was just like,
so
I
he came
go.
Back to your place after dinner.
No, I never spent the night.
Oh,
with
so
him.
Where'd you guys mess around?
Like on the beach.
Oh, okay. I was like, close. Please don't tell me the car.
No. We weren't that it's trash like, ass, oh but God. I felt really gross because I felt like I had owed him something.
No, I've been there. I totally understand. And I've never, I mean, something similar where right. like you're leaving and then. You know, they lean in for the kiss and then you think, okay, maybe they're just going to give you a, and then they try to like
make it something.
Yeah.
And
I've like,
it's
been like where I've been like, hey, sorry, you know, and that's even worse.
Right.
When they do that and you're like, hey,
not feeling it.
Yeah. You're like, hey man, I really appreciate it. But you know,
yeah. And I don't want to stress like this. I'm not a victim of anything.
No, me either. Like, yeah. Yeah.
Those two things
that's
get
just
conflated.
The awkward, listen, that's the awkward part of dating.
Right. And those two things get conflated with like someone's being a predator versus like a girl does something and later regrets it. Like
right.
that's what happened to me. Like I did something and I was like, I really didn't want to do that.
It was weird.
Not his fault. Yeah.
And you don't feel like you were forced. It was just
not
something that
all.
You agreed to knowingly and it was awkward.
I put the pressure on myself.
Right.
Like he wasn't like, hey, I bought dinner. You owe me this. He
right.
never said anything.
He wasn't
like
Harvey Weinstein.
No, nothing like that, but no. It, not even like you have to do this to get dinner. It wasn't like that either, but it was just like I felt indebted. So I've now realized, hey, don't ever put yourself in situations because I know that's just who I am.
So you just did a cocktail with
just
the farmers.
Drink, and then I paid for a drink, which I was like not happy as well.
What?
But yeah.
He let you?
Yeah. He very was like, oh, thanks. And I was like, I was just... Playing nice, but there's my card.
Yeah,
which was whatever. It's fine, but
I mean, it's fine, but
I wasn't attracted to that move,
right?
Like, at all.
Well, and here's the thing: like, if you would have really, I'm not saying men always have to pay, and I'm not saying that at all. Because Tarek and I, when we first started dating, we would sometimes, I would insist, and he felt really awkward. Be like, no, let's, you know, the bill came, and I'd get my card out, and he's like, no. And, you know, sometimes I'd pick up the tab, mostly he did, but, you know, I would offer and insist almost, but it's just to me having him, I don't know, him allowing you to when it was just a cocktail.
And it was
it's kind of like,
and it wasn't like he was, it was maybe like a $6 drink.
Right.
Like it was, which makes it. I mean, it wasn't an expensive
right.
bar tab. But,
that's my point.
But then
like,
he should, not right. should pay, but like, you know, I just would think that he would want to,
right.
at least.
That's my point.
But
I'm not saying...
I was wrong.
Well,
so.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's
so,
all good. It just doesn't make you, like, you want to be with someone that you feel like is going to take care of you, or at least
or be, your
be
equal,
generous.
Or,
right.
Or have your back.
Right.
Or,
so, I mean, again, it wasn't like I'm like, you're a bad person. It was
there's
more just
no
like,
chemistry.
I'm not attracted to that. And there was also no chemistry. And as soon as he walked in, I go, I don't want to fuck
so how'd you
at
say
all.
Goodbye?
Gave each other a hug goodbye. He awkwardly asked for my number because he didn't have it yet. And then just, I was like, oh yeah, I'm down here, which was like a dark alleyway.
Oh my God.
By a dumpster, like a Brock Turner incident. Remember that chick that was right behind the dumpster by that
and
swimmer?
He didn't
walk into a car.
Okay, if I went for a drink with you as a female friend, would walk you to your car.
And then I would drive you to yours. That's
right.
how that goes. But he didn't even, he was just like, okay, well, bye.
What a huckleberry.
I think he was just kind of like,
off.
It's like, I don't even think he meant it. Like, it wasn't intentional.
Like,
it's
he
just
didn't
like,
even know
it was
anybody.
A
he had no couth to even
just
think
kind of
like
a
that.
Blindness. But
well, there's
that's
your
all
answer.
I got for you.
That's it. Since last time we spoke, no dates besides The pharmacist.
Yeah. I mean, okay. That's the only, I've only had two dates in the last, well, like, 12 months.
Let me ask you something before we sign off to this riveting podcast.
With the blackout kicker.
Yeah, with the blackout kicker and my voice that's cracking because my allergies are crazy. What about, like, I know you're open to age. It doesn't have to be, you know, this young or this old. You're like, okay, 45 or maybe, you know, 28, whatever. Mm-hmm. I think you've moved past that. But are there any, like, friends or people in your network or friends of friends that you, like, do you have any cool guy friends that you never thought, because Tarek and I were friends and I never saw, you know, you're like, no,
yeah,
wait, you like me? Like,
yeah,
anything like that? Or even friends of friends, like anybody, like none of my partners are single. I know we joked about that. Uh-huh. And I've been trying to think like, God, do I know any? And I didn't know if there are, sometimes look in your network. Like your UPS guy, is he cool? I mean,
yeah,
you know, stuff like that.
It's like I'd like to blame it on the pandemic, but you can't do that in Florida because everything's been wide fucking open the whole time.
True.
Because
I saw you take Flat Bubba to a party.
I did.
And I saw a bunch of guys there and I was wondering like, oh, are these her guy friends? And do they have any cool brothers or cool friends? Or who were those guys?
I met them through my buddy Will, who I used to work with at Cox Media, and they were like his friends for like the last like 10, 15 years.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Like,
yeah,
okay.
And I definitely, like, a lot of them have girlfriends.
Okay.
A lot of them I'm just not attracted to. I feel like I don't. It's very rare that I see someone, I connect with them, and I want to have sex with them. Like,
well,
all
it's very rare,
mesh.
I think, for anyone.
Okay.
I mean, it's a process.
Because, like, for example, like, my roommate falls in love very easily. Like,
yeah,
she likes a guy, like, he likes her.
Right.
You know, whereas with me, I'm just like, I don't know. And I feel like, you know, not that I've had so many relationships, but now I'm, like, even more picky. Because it's like, you take, and I hate to say your baggage, but the lessons you learned. And you go, well, that kind of looks similar and, like, familiar. And that's probably a bad move. And that's probably bad, you know.
But at least you're putting yourself out there. That's
I'm trying,
my point,
and I
was,
give myself credit for
that. Don't,
it.
You know... It's not just about internet dating. Maybe look in your circle. That's all I'm saying.
We'll do that.
And, you know, I've got my eye out.
Thank you. You're
I got
a recruiter
you
for jobs, but also my
That's
love
right.
life.
That's right.
And I
I'm
appreciate
a pimp.
You.
That's what we say.
You're a pimp.
You're
all right.
Pimping.
Bye, guys.
Bye.